Okay. So our limud of Sefer Chofetz Chaim is Lizchus Rafuas Yosef Dov Ben Chayla Azol Humna Rafuas Shleima B'soich Shachal Yisrael. So yesterday the Chofetz Chaim raised the question of maybe, it says when this is in the Hakdoma, because we just started going over again, that in the Hakdoma he said maybe it would be a good idea if we didn't learn Hilchas Shmiras Saloshan, because Mutzav Shiyo Shogigim V'Aliyu Mezidin, people are going to make mistakes, people who are, like he brings the example of people who think that Lashon Hara, if it's true, it's not Lashon Hara. So he says, so they'll be Shogigim, so they'll, you know, at worst, it'll be a mistake, etc. So the Chofetz Chaim says that we don't say Mutzav Shiyo Shogigim B'Dovah Shem Mefurish Batoyra. So if there is, he says, otherwise, he said, you should say, let's not learn Hilchah Shabbos, and everybody will be Mechal Shabbos B'Shogig every Shabbos. Mutav Shiyu Shogigim V'Al Yiyu Mezidin. Now we won't learn Hilchah Ribbis, we won't learn Hilchah Kashrus. Better Mutav Shiyu Shogigim V'Al Yiyu Mezidin. Elamai, it says, Mutav Shiyu Shogigim is only in a situation where there's a Machloikes, or where there's a Sofek. In Halacha, then you say maybe Mutav Shiyu Shogigim not to be Machmeh in case. But otherwise, he says the Rebbein Shalom. Otherwise, the Rebbein Shalom gave us mitzvahs, and we don't say Mutav Shiyu Shogigim across the board. So he said that's not a Tana. Then he has another Tana, and not a Tana, but what he says is that the Rebbein Shalom would not have given us the Isurim and the Asays of Shmiras Haloshen unless it was Shaykh to keep them. The Rebbein Shalom gave the Torah, Rotzah Kodesh Baruch Hu Lezakos Yisrael, Lefiko Chirbur Hem Torah Mitzvois. The Rebbein Shalom wants to be Mazakeh us, and therefore he gives us Torah Mitzvos. The Rebbein Shalom is not going to give you a Torah Mitzvos which you can't keep, which is impossible to keep. And therefore he says it must be that once I've put together the Halochas, which are scattered across the whole of Shulchan Aruch and Rambam and Shas, yeah, once I put them all together and you've got a halacha sefer of Hilchas Lashon Hara, we don't say Mutav Shiyu Shogigim, and we don't say it's better not to learn it because it's so complicated and it's so difficult that I'll never be able to understand it, therefore I'm still going to get it wrong. None of that is a Tana. He says the Rebbein Shalom gave us the mitzvahs and we have to keep them as best we can, and we have to, he says you can't keep them unless you learn. The next day, we've got still another what's called on day 7 of the Seder, of the Limud of Chofetz Chaim that was arranged by the Magister Rosh Shiva Zichron Levrocha. The Chofetz Chaim starts looking back through history, and he starts looking back through various episodes in the history of Klal Yisrael, not in the history of Klal Yisrael, even before Klal Yisrael exists, in order to show that it was Lashon Hara which has been all the time the problem from day one. And literally from day one. Not from day one, but from day six.
You mean the problem of Jewish life?
The problem of Jewish life, a problem, he said, well, you'll hear. He starts off straight away with Adam and Chava in Gan Eden. He says, Adam and Chava in Gan Eden, Chava was tempted in order to eat from the Eitz HaChaim. He says, I didn't know this, but he brings down the there must be a Chazal. He says that the Nochosh came to Chava with the Tana and said like this: there's a tree called the Eitz HaChaim. Somebody who eats from the Eitz HaChaim becomes Kelokim. Why? Because the Rebbein Shalom himself ate from the Eitz HaChaim. That's what he says. He brings down, it must be a Medrash or Gomorrah, I don't know. Yeah, but he says that the Rebbein Shalom himself ate from the Eitz HaChaim, and now he is the master of all knowledge, and he's V'chai Le'olam. And therefore he said to her that if you eat from the Eitz HaChaim, then V'ochal V'chai Le'olam, you will eat from it and live forever. V'yisem Ke'elohim, Yoidei Tovaro. That you'll become like the Rebbein Shalom, because it was Rebbein Shalom himself who ate from the Eitz HaChaim, and that's how he became so clever, and that's how he became so permanent. And therefore you'll do the same thing, you'll eat from the Eitz HaChaim, Yisim Kelekim, the Pasuk says it, Yoidei Tovaro, that you'll be as great as the Rebbein Shalom. And the Rebbein Shalom scared of the competition, of the Nochash Gezukt, the Rebbein Shalom, and that's why he gave you a Nissa not to eat from the Eitz HaChaim. He's frightened that I'll have competition. There'll be two gods in the world because you'll be as great as the Rebbein Shalom.
That's a straightforward lie.
What?
It's a straightforward lie.
So it's Moshe Shemra. Okay. So it's level three, yeah? It's not Lashon Hara, it's not Rechilus, it's Moshe Shemra, which is the worst of the three anyway. Anyway, this is what he brings down, and we're going to go through some other episodes in history. But that was a big kiddush to me because I never heard that before. the story about the what the Tanya of the Nachash.
Yeah,
I never heard that, but he brings it down Mefurish. I have to look in the original to see where the Makar is.
Straightforward misinformation.
Yeah.
Rashi doesn't say that in the Rashi, so I'm addressing.
Okay, I'll check it up, Leader.
Started at Torway, Northwest London, Thursday, 8th of Shabbat, 18th of January, Rabbi Yecheskel Landau, Shlita, Chinuch. This week's Torway has been sponsored by the Tzimuch and the Son of Mayor Fine Yoel and Debbie Goodfield, Shatichia. This Kasper took place on Tuesday. He wrote and she devised him on the Israel, the Shengel Yisrael, and also in his Chus, HaShuloyim, VaChayolim, VaMilchamo, SheYachzuru Levotahem, VaShalom, BimHeiro.
Poischim mekvoid achsanye shel teure, teure machzeres al achsanye sheloi, my second time around, Baruch Hashem, and teure way, and zgevaldiga beizvad lechachumim, good morning to everyone. The teure quotes this week, vigadato lebincho bayoima hi laimoir, bavze usa shemli betzaisim mitzroyim. Rashi says, what's bavze? Bavisha akayim mitzvoisov, I'll do his mitzvahs. Kogon, for example, Paisich, Matzah, Imurir. And that's what we say every Saturday night, Paisich by the night, is Du'a Inyan fin Chinuch for the kinder. The Targum Inkelus, when he quotes this Pusik, he says a Chiddush, Issechavi Lebroch, one shall show to his son, by Yoim Ahi, in that day, Bavi, that Eibish that took us out from Mitzrayim. The Gemurim Bubu Metzir, Daf Pahai Umadalev, the Gemara says as follows: Umar Rebbe Panach, Umar Rebbe Yochanan. Kol shehi talmid chucham. If a person is a talmid chucham, ibnoi talmid chucham. His son is a talmid chucham. Iben benoi talmid chucham. His grandson is a talmid chucham. Shiv ein toire pisekes mizari leolam. He has a guarantee that for doire doires, all his kids and einiklich will be tamid chachumim. Shenema. What we just said, Vanizois Berisi, Lo Yomishi, Mi Picho, Mi Pizarachu, Mi Pizera, Zarachu, Ma'at Uma Hashem, At Vadoilom. Whoever his son, his grandson, himself, Atamid Chachumim, the Torah stays there. Toysvus in Bubabasr Dafni and Tess, and Toysvus in Ksibis Daf Samach Bais, ask us as follows. We know grandparents that were Tamid Chachumim, the kids were Tamid Chachumim, and unfortunately, it didn't continue. How can we say that's continuous if there's three doyres of Tamid Chachumim, the Torah stays always with them? So Toysvus answers something that the Chore, the Pesachidish from Avete, Toysvus says, Elohuch Haine Tame, do you know when the Torah is continuous? Lefisha Shloshto and Rui Aili Asaili. If the grandfather and the grandson and the father, they see each other, the three doyres, then you have the Avtuche. When you learn this Toysvus, Lechore, Dafen Fashtayim, what's the skill? By seeing each other, this is the Avtuche, what's the Pshat? Everyone knows the Bakanta Mishnah in Psuchon Daf Kif Tezayin, that the Mishnah says, B'chol doir v'doir, chayev odom liris is atzmoy, ki ili hi yotzum ha-mitzrayim. Shenema v'yigadatu lebincho bayoim ha-yil laimoy. There's a chiev in every day that a person should see himself, feel himself, as if he just went out from Mitzrayim. The Rambam, in Hilchas Chumetz Matze, Pairik Zayin Haruche Vov, when the Rambam brings down the Saluche, the Rambam brings it with a shini. And the Rambam says as follows, B'chol doir v'doir chayiv odam leharois es atzmoy, ke'ili hi ba'atzmoy yotzo ato mi Mitzrayim, mi shibir Mitzrayim. Side the night, Paisach b'night, when you go out from Mitzrayim, there's a chiv to show as if you yourself are going out. And the Rambam quotes as follows: Kolime ki ili atu ba'atzmcho yisu eved. Paisach b'night, you have to show your kids as if you are now a eved. V'yetzoso lechayres v'nevdaisu. And now b'night, you're changing from being a eved and you're being a b'nai choyrin. Lechoyre, when you learn the Rambam, daf m'fashtein, what's this chiyev in physically showing it as if you're now a eved and you're going out from Mitzrayim? Noch mehr wie dem. If we look in the Gemurah in the Pesuchim, Daf Kiftes und Medal, if you do a more digger Chiddush, the Gemurah quotes, Rebbe Akiva said, Mi yomav loy oma higia eis lamed vim esmedish. Throughout the whole year, Rebbe Akiva never said it's time to go home. Only twice a year. Chitz mi avi Pesuchim, and the geis in Tosfos in Rosh is Laila Psuchim Paisach Banait, ve'erev Yom HaKippurim. What is the greatest chiyuv twice a year that Rebbe Akiva understood that only these two times of the year, one is in the middle of learning, he has to stop and go out. Rosh Hashanah, Sikkos, there's no chiyuv. Twice a year, Erev Paisach, Paisach by night, even one is in the middle of learning, one has to go out. And the Bekanta Mechaber that we all know and all the kids know it, that the Mechaber Nerechaim, Simen Tuf Ayin Bais, Sif Aleph says, Yehi Shilchonoi Orech Meboid Yoim, Paisach by night, the side of the table has to be ready. Kedai lechon miyad shetech shach to eat straight away. Va'af im hi bebeis ha-medrish, yukim he has to stand up. Vipnai shemitzvah lamai v'lecho il bivshnei ha-tenoikis lo yishani. Everyone knows this mechaba, the Paisach b'night one has to rush home. And the Chok Yaakov says, what's the makot to this mechaba? This gemur from Rav Akiva, that Rav Akiva, even though he never ever stopped learning, Erev Paisach, Paisach by the side, he stopped learning. What's the chashivas amiyachedes that Rebbe Akiva saw Paisach by night to stop everything only once or twice a year and go learning? So I'm moedig a gemura in Gittin daf niyaches o medalo. And the gemura says as follows. Tuni rabonon. Maase b'Reb Shia ben Chananya. Reb Shia ben Chananya went once lekrach godol shaberoimi, a big city in Rome. Omri loy, they told Reb Shia ben Chananya, you should know, Tinek echod yesh bebais ha'asirim, there's a child in prison, yefeh naim v'toiv roi, a good looking child, k'tsoysof s'dirz loy taltalim, nice, pious, yes, hulach v'umad loy abeis ha'asirim, he goes there, Reb Shia ben Chananya wants to see, who's this child? Uma, when he sees this child, Reb Shia ben Chananya says, oy vai, minosan limshise Yaakov li'isrul v'boizazem, look how klal Yisrael, look how the kids look, Nebuchadnezzar v'isa, Uno oisetinik, the child hears what he says, and he says, no. Haloi Hashem zich v'tuni loi, v'loi uvi b'drucha v'aloich, v'loi shama b'terusoi. There's a reason why he's in jail. We didn't follow Hashem's ways. Uma, at Reb Shia ben Chananya gezukt on this small child. Miftechani, I'm sure, shem moire huiru bi Yisrael. This child is going to be a moire haru. Hu avoide, a loshen shviya, he said. Sha'ayni zoz mekan, I'm not moving from here. I'm going to bail him out for every amount they want on him. Omri, and the Gemara follows, lo izoz mishon, Reb Shia ben Chananya didn't move from there, till Itaka was employed of a lot of money, for lo hoyu yomim me'yutim, says Taka, there wasn't a lot of days, this small child, Taka, grow up to be a moira rubi Yisrael, imani, who was this child? Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, the Heilige Kongul, Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha. The Mephoshim, when they see this Gemura, ask, what did Rabbi Shia ben Chananya see in this child that he says, Miftechani, I'm sure, I'm positive, Shemoyre Rubi Yisrul. What did he see in this child? The Mashu says that Rabbi Shia ben Chananya, when he comes to prison and he sees this child, said the first part of the Pusik. That the first part of the Pusik was Minosin Lemshise Yaakov Yisrael Beboizazim. And the child continued the Pusik and said, Hallo Yashem Zichutuni. Ni? A child knows the Pusik. Egadzan Amore Rube Yisrael. What did he see in this child? I heard once from our Shashiva Zeche Tzadik Levruche Hagun Rebduvat Levaitchik said the Amore Diga Mahalach. He says, usually when something happens to a personal person or in general to people, the first thing they do is they take blame on anything. He is to blame. No one puts the blame on themselves. Reb Shia ben Chananya comes and he sees this child and he wants to bail him out. The child was supposed to blame everyone and he says, no. Halo Yashem Zichutuni, we are to blame. I'm to blame, he says. Imam Maili said, such a child, at Reb Duvet Gezukt, this is a manik. This is a Moira Bi Yisrael. Miftechani is going to be a Moira Ruul Bi Yisrael. But maybe, Kenzan a different Mahalach in the Gemura. Let's try going into the matzav of this child, sitting bekrach gudel sheroim. It wasn't obviously a comfortable situation there. And finally he sees a small light. Finally he sees opportunity. Someone is coming to bail him out. The first thing he was supposed to do, this child, to say straight away, please, just take me out of here. Oh, but no, this child said no. He is mekabel on himself, the matzav. He is mekabel this oynish on himself. Dus is the godless. To be a Moira Ruby Yisrael, you can't tell others what to do without being mekabel on yourself. We have a Mesura in it. Moshe kibel Torah Mesinai im Mesura le'yeshir. To be able to be a Moisa HaTorah, one has to be a mekabel HaTorah. Moshe Rabbeinu, that he's the first one to take the Torah and give it over to Klal Yisrael, learned this, as this Mahalach. As was, Moshe kibel Torah Mesinai im Mesura le'yeshir. To be a Moisa HaTorah, you have to be a mekabel HaTorah. This child, Reb Shia ben Chananya, saw a gewaldige, gewaldige opportunity for Mani Gadol. What did he see? He saw someone that's a Mekabel HaTorah. If this child is a Mekabel HaTorah, he will be a Moisa HaTorah. And that's why he said, there'll be a Poyde B'chamum Mashaba Oilam. L'choyre this Mahalach in the Gemurah is Mamish Mediyek, Mamish Moiridik. Because the Hamshach of the Gemurah is that we say Tisha B'Av. The Gemurah continues there in Gittinu as follows. Omer Avihir Marav. Master, there was a story. Bebnoi Ibitu Shaleh Bishmul Ben Elisha. This child, Bishmul Ben Elisha, there was a story with his kids. Shenish Bileshnai Adoinim. Two people took them in hostage. Leyumim Nesdav Gishnaim Mokim Echad. Everyone knows the Gemurah. Ze Oima Yeshli Evet Shein Kiyofi Bechalo Oilam. Ze Oima Yeshli Shifche Shein Bechalo Oilam Kilab Yafioi. Oima. Boy, when I see him, let's get them married to each other, and we'll divide ourselves with the kids. Ichnis them lecheder, put them into a room. Ze Yosef bekeren zuvias. This sat in a corner. Ze Yosef bekeren zuvias, and they were crying. He said, "Ani koyim ben koyhanim gedolim. Aich esu shifchu. How can I marry a shifchu?" And she said, "Ani the room was dark. Ani koyhanes bas koyhanim gedolim. And usele eved. How can I marry eved?" Ibuchi kol alaylu, they cried the whole night. Ki mishe'olo amoyda shacha, the rege got outside, amoyda shacha, the light started coming in. He kiru zebeze, they saw their brothers and sisters. V'nofli al zeze, they fell on each other. V'gui bibchiye, at sheyotsu nishmos, they cried. V'alayem koinen yemi avdim, zukti yemi anuvi, al aylani bechiyu, ayni, ayni yodemayim. What's shaykh this gemurich, Man, where does it come in now? The Gemurah tells us, how did the kids of Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha have this koyach, Tzibayishtan, this Nisoyen? How did they have the koyach? This is the koyach when the father in the Friedige Dor was in prison, he was in jail. And he was mekabel on him, the Torah, he was able to give over the Masorah to his kids. A person can't give over the Masorah to the next door without being a role model himself. We say every day twice in Krishna, Vishinam tam levonechu vadibatu bom, Meshivtchu bevesechu, Ivlechtchu vaderechu vashachbuchu vkemechu. This 3 day, Eicht asked once, that lechoyre the side is supposed to be different. First you need to say vadibatu bom, afterwards Vishinam tam levonechu, first the person learns, and then comes the teaching to the children. So he says, what we say in Krishna twice a day is a mahalach for everyone to know how to be mechazik their own kids. And he says, one of the biggest mechsholim in chinuch, that's what he wrote then, one of the biggest problems is mechinuch is that the kids see a major stira between what is asked from them, what parents want them to be, and what the parents are. The Sridhar Aish said, one can't ask a child, do this, and on a different note, you're doing something else. And the child is mula stiras. My parents are requesting from me A, B, and their behavior is C, D. And how does it go together? And he says, this is the biggest michshel in chinuch. Imam Miley says, that's what we said every day. We just said it in the morning, and we say it twice day in Krishna. V'shinam tonu v'nechu. Do you want to know how you mechanech your kids? V'dibar tubom. V'shiftechu b'vayisechu v'lechtechu b'aderech. You don't have to tell your kids anything. You just continue learning. Your kid will see you as a personal example, as a role model, and then you'll see that the chinuch outcome will be amazing. The Maril in Shivas, Siman Kiv Tzadik Tez, takes this Mahalach and he quotes the Gemurah in Sanhedrin of Tzadik Dalet. Bimei Cheskiyu, in the day of Cheskiyu, lo yehoyu tinik v'tinoikis. There wasn't any child, midon va'ad ba'ay sheva, all the small kids knew Hilchas Timme v'Tahara al-Bridim. Al Pichazal, also the issue, the bit little Matoira, how do they know? He said, you know how they know? Because the father knew Hilchis Timavitahara Abaryoi, and the father was an example to his kids. That's how it went over to the kids. When parents are example to the kids, one doesn't need to do anything else, because this himself does ready it by itself. In Parshas Achrei Mois, it says, V'hikri v'har nespar achatas asheloi, v'chipe badoi eba'ad baisoi. Rashi says, Pushet, mizvade olov, he is mizvade aveinoisov on his aveinus, v'aveinus baisoi, and of the aveinus from his family. Aber in Seifer Ashtum, it said, b'derech, there is something else. He said, it's not two things. He said, it's one thing. V'chipe badoi, if kids see that the father does tshiva kideboye, he's choyre zelederech la'avodes Hashem, and he's mekayim tarik mitzvah, azui v'sdav tizan, this is automatically ba'ad baisoi. The regel you do tshiva, your kids will do tshiva. This is a domino. You don't have to do, it's not two things, it's not two shlavim, it's first you do tshiva, and then your kids do tshiva. No. V'chipe ba'adoi. In the v'chipe ba'adoi is already the v'chipe ba'ad baisoi. Because kids that see our parents behave, they take it and they do it how they're supposed to be. Medem ba'ad k'trach pshat poshet in the gemurah. The gemurah says, b'ob matzia kiv zayin, in b'ob basra daf samach, in sanhedin daf hit ches, everyone knows the gemurah, k'shoit atzmechu, v'achar kach k'shoit achayrem. Poshet pshat we know is, k'shoit atzmechu, first take care of yourself, v'achar kach nafdi, you can go and tell mister to your friend. But lefi what we're saying today is a poshta andre pshat. K'shoit atzmechu, the regel you will be k'shoit yourself. You'll do what you're supposed to do. This will automatically do k'shoit achayrem. If people see how you behave, this is the biggest mega cipher. This is the biggest ashpur. Masei uvois siman lebunim. The whole chimish bereishis, the Ramban says, all the, what we learn today, ad ayom hazeh, v'ad doyrish on Mashiach, is v'ayin sibbe. Als masei uvois siman lebunim. Goes over from da, v'se gewin ba de friedige da. But lefi we say is poshet pshat. Masei uvois. The masim from parents, this is the biggest siman lebunim. Because the kids see the masim from their parents, and that's how the kids behave. There's not one father or mother in Klal Yisrael that don't want the best for their kids. The Chasam Sofer writes in a drusha, Shabbos Shiva in Umut Chavov, Amoyre de Geloshen, Omnom Kain Hi, Ki Beteva Benai Avrom Uvini Olav Ashulam, Kol Echod Misave, V'choyshek Lahamed Benoi, Lamut Chuzok, B'yiris Hashem B'terusoi. And he says, Behemshech, that sometimes parents, by being mechanech the kids, they lose a little bit from their own cheshbon, what they want to invest in themselves. But he says, Klal Yisrael was set up like this, that every father wants his kid to be on the biggest, starkste mahalach that can be, even much more than him. The Gemurim Bova Basra Daf Chufalov Omadalov says, Omer Evihid Omarav, Bram Zucher Oysohi Uish Latoiv, V'yeshia ben Gamle Shmoy, who was that person, Reb Shia ben Gamle? She'li mulai hi, if not of him, nishtakich toiru mi Yisruel, toiru be forgotten. She'bet chilu, in the beginning, Misha yesh loy ov, whoever had a father, malam doi toiru. Misha ein loy ov, loy hoyu loma toiru, didn't learn toiru. Mai drush, what did he dashen? V'limadatem oysam, v'limadatem atem, heskinish ye meshivim, malam dei tenoikis b'yishalayim. He made us machim alam de tenoikas in Shalayim to learn with all the kids. Tosfos writes there that there's a geser v'limadatem oysam steit nicht. Now v'limadatem mashma ma'atzmechem. Not only that you have to learn Torah and for your kids, v'limadatem ma'atzmechem. B'shis moricham ishlite. This is the geser in Tosfos. But lefi our mahalach that we just mentioned, kenzam shat moiridig. Tosfos said, Bitchilo is given, nishtakich toiru bi Yisruel. What did Yeshia ben Gamle do? Well, Yeshia ben Gamle did, v'limadatem oysam, v'limadatem ma'atzmechem. The way of giving over the Masoira to Klal Yisruel is by v'limadatem ma'atzmechem. Learn yourself. Practice yourself. And automatically the Torah will go over to the new door. And this is how we manage to save the Doiris, Shaloi Yishtakech Torah Meyesruel. When the Malach comes to the mother from Shimshon, and he tells her as follows, Va'atu, Hishomrinu, Valtishti Yayin, V'shaycho, Valtoichli Kol Tumah. You should know, Be'ez Hashem Yisburuch, Kihin Chuyur V'yelad Ad Ben, you're going to have a highly gezin, So you have to do as follows. You yourself, you have to watch. So the Kotzke asked, I don't understand. What do they want from the mother? Besides, a gewaltige Besir is going to have a child. But what do you want from the mother? The Kotzke said the same halach that we're saying today. He said it doesn't go like this, that a child is born and is a nozel lekim. If you want this child to be tak a nozel lekim, the malach came to the mother and told the mother, no, va'atu, from now on, hishomrino, valtishti yayin, valtoichli kaltume, you have to start from now watching yourself. If you watch yourself, you'll be able to be a zoiche, to have a child that will be a malach lekim and will be a nozel. This is the ganze mahalach of chinuch, from the regard to Lebinchu that we quoted today. Rebbe Chonon Wasserman was once in Russia, and he went to visit a Yid that he was kamo v'kamo pumbeim. This Yid's name was Rabbi Yitzchok Dainis. This Rabbi Yitzchok Dainis had two daughters, two girls, that Leomim eventually they got married to two Gedoyle Ador, that held the Rosh Yeshiva of Yitzchok Bloch, and his brother was Rami Yeshiva. The Moedige Masse that Reb Yitzchok had, was his mamish brings out what we said today. He used to come to him continuously collecting for his yeshiva. One time Reb Chonon Wasserman Hashanim Kondomoy came to the door and it was snowing, full of mud outside, filthy from top to bottom. He didn't know what to do. How can I go into this mansion, the palace from this gevir? How can I do it? So he decided, he has a mahalich, by going round to the back door, to the kitchen, and knock on the door. He does as follows, he knocks at the door and he shows up there. The Gvi opens the door, Reb Yitzchok opens the door, the Gewaldige had responded, and he takes him in. As Reb Chonon wants to, he didn't want to go in, he wants to stay outside, just ask him for his neduve. He started, mamish being bekas and screaming on him, you're ruining the chinuch of my kids, he says. You're ruining the chinuch of my kids. Reb Chonon didn't know what hit him, I'm ruining the chinuch of your kids, sachakel, I need money for yeshiva, what willst du do? So he says, kol yomai, b'siyata d'shmai, I'm zoiche to live like a Gvi. In a gewaltige house, stunning carpets, couches and sofas. But I always tell my kids that this is not the Ikke. The Ikke is teure, teure, teure. What you are just doing now is you're standing by the door. You do not want to come into my house because the Gashmias is going to get dirty because of the teure. So you're showing them that the whole chinuch, what I did till now, is pushet gong lerik. Because the Gashmias is wichtiger than the Torah. Please, he asked Rebbe Chonon, come in back from the front door and please walk into my house like a mensch with your dirty boots. V'kachave, he walked into the house, he took him into the dining room, they write, and he came in there, and Alzigon Schmitzig, and everything got dirty there, and he told his kids, look, what is the Ikke and what is the Tofel? And Taka, like this, he was doiche, that his daughters married the Gedoyle Ador. This is like we're saying the whole time. You can't ask kids, you can't request things that is steered to your Eitzemis Nahagis. Lefize is gewaldig pshat how we started today. The Chofetz Chaim says, Shichas loy, loy bonov mimom dur ikishe psaltoil. The Chofetz Chaim says, every pe'ile a person does, the next door takes it to two steps. Bein letoiv e bein lemitov. You do a good deed, your kids are going to do it twice. Chulile, the opposite, your kids are going to go two steps further. So the Chofetz Chaim says, Shichas loy, a person has a shchus ha'avle, loy for him, loy, it's not gefährlich. But you should know, bonov, for your kids, mimom, it's going to be a red yamim. Because that's how it goes. Everything goes double, bein letoy v'bein lemitiv. And Maile can say, gewaldig pshat in the gemur that we started today. Kol shehita metchuchim, and we said that Tosfos asked, we do see as toyre pesek, as we see people that the grandparents are tamid rachumim, the father that tamid rachumim, the einiklich not. So Tosfos says, this is a skill of beroyin eili es eili. But lefi what we said is gewaldig pshat. Beroyin eili es eili means that the child sees the father as a role model. The einikl sees the grandfather as a personal digma, as a personal example. Because it doesn't go one without two, it goes together. In Mamayla, dus can zan pshat ne targim inkeles. Speisig by nacht when you start the side. And the Torah says, we gadet ole binchu ba yoima hi laim ui ba vize. So we quoted the targim inkeles that writes, ischavi lebroch, one should show his son. Was it pshat? Dus is pshat. You're being mechanic your kids. You know how you mechanic your kids? It's chavi levroch. By showing them, by being a personal example, that's the einzigste Weg how you can get the Messiah to go over. In my mind is gewaltig pshat the Gemurah in Psochen Kivtes from Rebbe Akiva. Rebbe Akiva said, Mi yom av loy oma egia eis lamed v'es medrash. Never. Als kemen blaben im Besmedisch lehnen. But once a year, Leile Psuchim, that's when he had to go out. Why? Because if you want to go and give over the Mesoire, we all have swore in Magdoish Mishlam that Mesoire that parents give over to the kids is Leila Asai, the Paisach Manach. This happens in one time. When did this happen? By Leila Asai, the demons, the grass, the Mahalach, when they begave the Mesoire, the only way is by being them and showing them. Hat Rebbe Akiva gesagt, mi yom av loy oma gia islam dem Besmedisch never. But Leila Psuchim, then you can't have a shliach, then you can't tell kids what to do. You're giving over the Masoira, you're giving over the Chinuch. There has to be on the oifen of being there themselves, is Chavi Lebroch, showing for the child. I heard once when Rav Wozner, the Reuven Satme, Rav Chaim Wozner, Zeichet Zadke Vruche, said B'Shem his father, Chuyzich Shiftoi Soines Benoi. Pashtus Pshat is, what says Chuyzich Shiftoi? Sometime, 2024, it's very hard to say, but Chazal say it. Sometimes you have to use a shayvet, you have to use a makle, a stecken, to be mechanic your kids. Shayvet alayb Rav Wozner said something else. The father that doesn't tell his child from which shayvet he comes, soon as benoy hates his kids. To be able to mechanic the kids, they have to know who their father is. They have to know who their grandfather is. There's no way of giving over the Torah because by seeing them and their personal example and their role model, that's how the Masoira goes over to the next door. That's how you're zoiche to have eilige kinder. In my Ledusi Pshat in the Rambam that we started, Pushat Pshat Mediyek in the Rambam, Chayiv Odom Laharis Es Atzmoy Kehili Hiva Atzmoy Yotza Atom Mitzrayim. Why? We asked, what's the physical chinuch? Dusi Pshat, Belaila Saide. The only way how the Masoira will go over to next door is by showing it yourself. If you'll show it yourself and you'll be an example, then you'll have the Tetsua from the kids, B'siyata D'Shmaya, that the Masoira will pass over to next door. I should tell B'siyata D'Shmaya, we should all be Zoich to the Aftucha from the Gemurah, Va'ani Zois Berisi, Lo Yomishi Mi Pizera Azarachu Ma'atu Adoilon. We should all be zoiche to bonem ibnai bonem oiskim ba toire be mitzvahs the bias goyel tzedek vim hayru be yomayni umayni.
Amen.